On the show today, we have Digital Alliance Rajesh Patil talking about how his digital workforce, or these bots, are really helping credit unions out right now with a loan application increase due to the government dropping the rates next to nothing. So there's just this huge refi movement, and his bots, Rajesh's bots, are really doing a great job in automating a lot of manual tasks and stuff. So it's a really cool conversation here. You got to check it out. Hey everybody, Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome to our show. And on today's program, we have Digital Alliance very own Rajesh Patil. Rajesh, how are you doing, sir?
Doing great, Mike. Thanks to see you again. Appreciate you taking time. Doing great. How are you doing out there with the lockdown?
We're doing okay. We're doing okay, considering. Yes, we're doing the best we can. So it's a lot of staying at home.
I think CU Broadcast is prepared for this kind of a situation because you always do the remote meetings.
I guess we're prepared for it. We're prepared in the respect that we're doing the remote interview. So that's how we prepared.
Yep, yep.
Way before our time, for sure.
Yep.
Good stuff. So how are you guys doing?
All right, how are you guys? I'll just doing okay. I think the condition out there, and we have been working remote. The team has been working remote, and I think we are hanging in there.
Good.
Just to give an introduction, my name is Rajesh Patil, and I'm from Digital Align. We do digital transformation consulting with financial services, mainly focusing on credit unions.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we're going to talk on, how we are helping a credit union during this crisis on some of their tasks that we are going to talk about.
Yeah, before we get into the weeds here, I just want to say that, I mean, I think you guys are probably really busy right now because everyone's kind of, expediting their digital transformation journeys. I mean, I think it's turning from a marathon to a sprint now. Everyone's trying to up their digital offerings,
yeah,
right?
And digital transformation is now kind of, it was a lot of talk. Now it's action,
mm-hmm.
right? So what really it means, that's what people are seeing. And my only hope and wish right now is my team not to get sick, because we are so busy. There is so much to do. And I'm telling my team to lock themselves in a room and be healthy.
Yep.
That's very critical for us. And it's been a busy few months now. After this thing started.
Well, that's good news for you guys, for sure. You guys are busy and helping out credit unions so they can help out their members in any way possible. So very cool.
Yep.
So the topic at hand here, though, is how you guys are helping credit unions deal with the increase on online loan applications because of the interest rate drops here and then the lack of resources that credit unions are going through right now because of the whole virus lockdown. So you guys are kind of implementing these bots, it's kind of a digital workforce, you were telling me, to complete all the manual and repetitive tasks to support members. So how are these bots helping out in this sense?
Yep. So let me give you a little background.
Oh, sure.
We started this back in November, December timeframe, right? We had no clue that this situation would arise. And this was a very forward-thinking credit union and a CIO. GISA Credit Union, they basically came to us and they said their volume has doubled and they were planning to hire 10 to 15 mortgage processors. And when the CIO talked to us, we recommended them to use a digital workforce that was basically using a bot to do all the repetitive and manual work.
Mm-hmm.
And since the CIO already was aware of this technology, he basically gave us an opportunity to do a pilot. And we just started with building a bot to do an appraisal, ordering an appraisal for a mortgage application. That's how we started. Something that would have taken 30 minutes, 40 minutes for a human to do, the bot was able to do it in 2 to 3 minutes.
Wow.
And that kind of opened up the eyes for the head of mortgage. And he basically came back to us and said, there is a lot of manual work that my team do today. We are increasing the number of people day by day and their volume is growing so fast and we cannot scale at that level. And now there will be a point where they keep on adding more people. Now next year, if the volume drops, what to do with those people? And
right.
You and I, as we know, credit unions don't like letting people go and they start moving people in different places.
Yeah.
Now it's for them, it's against the principles where I can hire a lot of people now and let them go later. So we were looking at an innovative solution, and that's where the whole discussion on bot came along. And in November, December, we started working on automating a lot of manual stuff. Just to give an example, a MLO was taking the application from one system, downloading all the files, identifying those files, categorizing them, putting them into an LOS system. That was all manual.
Mm-hmm.
And what we did with automation, that gave 2 hours per application back to the MLO, where they can focus on member relationship, on making the decision and having a conversation, and processing more applications. So while a MLO was processing 100 applications a month, now they are able to do 1,000 applications a month.
Oh my gosh.
Because all the digital applications that were coming, they had no time to look at every application because there were so many. So they were not able to process them. Now the bot is basically taking every application that comes in. Even if there is a data missing, it communicates with the members, gets back the data, gives it back a ready application for MLO to make a decision on what product to give them. And then it hands it over to the processor with running the credit report, running the DU, Fannie Mae DU report, running all the drive report, the compliance report, makes it everything ready where people, humans, have to just look at the information
mm-hmm.
and make a decision and then process that application. So that's how we are making the progress and helping the credit union
wow.
right now.
Yeah, so much quicker, so much more efficient for sure. And I want to clarify because I got confused before the recording. You kind of corrected me. These are not chatbots just answering questions. This is a true digital workforce that are doing these activities, right?
Exactly. So chatbots are conversational AI, conversational bots, but these bots are like a human. That's why I call them as a digital workforce. And to make it interesting, we even pick a birth date of these bots. We name them. We basically, you know, have a naming ceremony to identify what name to put. And we named our bot as Batman and Robin.
All right.
And then we basically celebrate their birthdays every year. That's interesting. So they are treated like a human. You give them the permissions that you give to your employees. You give them access. You give them a computer because these bots are working on a computer where nobody can touch them because they are clicking through. So it's like a human working, but a digital workforce doing all the work for you.
Wow.
It can sit next to you and do the work, or it can do the work 24/7. The beauty of it is, you know, for us human, we can work for 8 hours a day and we need to take breaks, but these bots can work 24/7
mm-hmm.
and they don't need to take the breaks. So that's how we are kind of expanding this. We are increasing the scope as we put more processes for the bot. It continues to process them day and night and eliminating the need for, you know, human to do those manual works, but focus more on intelligent decision making mm-hmm. and relationship building tasks.
Yeah,
and
I
that's
agree.
The magic around that.
Yeah, because it frees up people to do what they do best, which is one on one with the members, all the member relationship, and get all the manual stuff. Leave it to the bots; they can do it.
Yep. And you know, just to give you one more use case, even
sure.
in the branch, when somebody walks in today, agent is spending a lot of time to take their driver license, scan them, input their information, run their KYC, and do everything manual. Instead, in the future, what we are envisioning is the agent is having the conversation. He takes the driver license, puts it under a scanner, triggers the bot. The bot takes the picture, feeds all the information, runs the KYC. In few seconds, all the information is there in front of the
Good
agent
grief.
While he's having a conversation of what product to sell to the members. So it's amazing how the bots can be used. And this is not just in mortgage or consumer lending or in deposits.
Mm-hmm.
It can be used in many other ways once we build these processes.
That's amazing. Yeah, the virus may have put a stop to a lot of things, but it's certainly not putting a stop to the technology that you guys are talking about here. This is full speed ahead, it sounds like.
Yeah, it is. It is. And as I said, unknowingly, we were prepared for this situation. When we started, the volume was double. Today, the volume was quadruple and a lot of people were working from home. And we have not many people working on this process. And the members who are eager to get their mortgage refinanced because of all the rates down. So I think it was perfect. And in this situation, it helped this particular credit union. But I think for other credit unions, having something done not only gives you the efficiency, but it prepares for next crisis. You will have something where your people can be released to build that human-to-human relationship rather than doing those manual works.
Mm-hmm.
We see a good future. I think a lot of credit unions would be looking into it.
Oh, I think you're spot on for sure. Yeah, that was kind of my next question is like, how do you see the bots evolving post-coronavirus crisis? How do you see them? Obviously, the efficiency is still going to be there, the work, you know, 24/7, all that type of stuff. But how do you see them evolving even further after we after all this passes? Hopefully sooner rather than later.
Yeah. So what we are doing at Digital Align, we are basically building these processes, and we want to take this bot as a service to the rest of the credit union. Now, we have built processes, a bot that can do your, run your credit history, run your employment verification, run your compliance reports, run your Fannie Mae due reports. So now we have these processes that the bot is ready for us. The way we are going to evolve for the other credit unions is to take this as a service, bot as a service, so that they can take their processes, customize to the bot and do it. And in the future, what we are seeing, Mike, is credit unions need to eliminate a lot of that manual process, because that's a boring job. And that's where the lot of time consumption happens for all the employees. Mm-hmm. And you would see a lot of employees day in, day out, feeding in data from one system to another and running those reports. Whether it's a compliance team, whether it's a member-facing team or a back office team, everybody is doing a lot of manual work. What we see is after this crisis, the credit unions will realize that, you know, there is a lot of things that is an operational, which I could have a digital workforce do it, and my people have to spend more time on coming up with new ideas, new products, so that we can engage more with our members. Yeah. And because the generation is changing, the next generation are not looking to come to your branch and give those papers for you to look at them and type them. They are doing it electronically. So how do we, I think the transition would be, how can I eliminate all the manual work, automate them? And then the most important part is, today the knowledge is sitting in people's head. A lot of these processes that the humans are doing, they have it in their mind and they do it on a day-to-day basis. When they fell sick or when they leave the company, that knowledge is going with them.
Right.
Now, when you program it, the bot is logging everything that you're doing. It's step-by-step, it knows. And if a bot does a mistake today, it's a program, I can go and fix it, and next time it won't do that mistake.
Right.
But with a human, I can do that error. So the biggest value the credit unions will see is, it's not only speed, it's also error-free. It's also quality of the data, quality of the applications, and now eliminating human from this boring job. Mm-hmm. That will be an add-on. We see speed, efficiency, and also quality to be increasing, and that's where the credit union need to focus on in the future after this crisis.
Yeah, it sounds like time is the main theme here, because obviously these are saving you a ton of time. Again, the efficiency of it all is huge. And then having to go back and correct any errors or anything like that, you don't have to do that anymore. So that's just a huge time saver as well. And so, and then on the from the user or the member perspective, what a huge savings in time for them as well. So, wow, sounds like you're kind of revolutionizing things here, Rajesh.
Yeah, no, thanks. I'll give you one more example.
Sure.
In one of the credit unions, the MLO was doing certain tasks, and then there was a processor who was doing certain tasks, the underwriter was doing certain tasks, and then we had a funder. Now, all those four people were reviewing the same information again and again, because the trust of the data quality was not there, because sometimes something was missed by one person, so they were making sure it was not missed this time. Mm-hmm. So they were doing a repetitive job, even though somebody had already checked it, they were rechecking it again and again and again, and that was adding a lot of pressure, a lot of load on them. Now, when the bot started doing it, they initially didn't trust the bot and checked for a couple of times. Now they started seeing it's consistent. It's, if it does a mistake, it does a mistake all the time. If it's correct, it's always correct. So now the trust is built.
Yeah.
And I think that is a huge value they see.
Good point. Yeah, the trust thing is huge.
Yeah.
All righty, sir. Well, anything else to add here to wrap up, Rajesh? Because, I mean, this is phenomenal. I think this is going to revolutionize things, not only right now in the situation we're going through, but even afterward and then down the road. And like you said before, it's like this can prepare them for, you know, another, because this certainly isn't going to be the last crisis. That's for sure. There's going to be another one and another one. Yep. So this certainly prepares them for the next one, right?
No, I think more than that, the impact that this crisis will have on the credit unions, because of the interest rate going live, because of the number of loans they are giving, now that will have a financial impact on the credit unions. for them to sustain for a longer time, I think the first thing the credit union need to focus on, how do I become more efficient, right? Even though the crisis is done, we don't know when the new crisis is going to happen, and I'm not going to prepare for that. But for you to sustain, to survive, I think the credit unions should look into this technology and basically implement it so that they can sustain for a longer time, reduce their cost, operational cost, and then become more efficient until the market picks up, and then they start making more money out there. But I think it's more of not for the crisis, but how do I sustain it by becoming more efficient using a technology that's widely available out there.
Yeah, it's a great plan for the future, for sure.
Yeah, I think that's what my last thing would be for the credit unions to take a look at this technology. And this is with Digital Align, we have done this with multiple credit unions and we have already know how to do it. So I think if they have any questions, they can reach out to us and we'd be glad to talk and help them on how to take the next step. And we do some of the discovery work for them as well.
Awesome. And where do we go? DigitalAlign.com, I'm assuming?
.com, yeah, DigitalAlign.com. Okay. There's a contact us form. They can reach out or send me an email at Rajesh@DigitalAlign.com and you'll post it on your site as well.
Good deal. Yeah, I'll put that stuff in the show notes for sure so they can get right to you and ask you all the great questions. All right, good stuff, Rajesh. Appreciate the time and congrats on all this stuff. This is fantastic. You're doing some great stuff for Creightians right now who really, really need it. So fantastic. And we'll look forward to seeing what happens afterwards as well. So see how this evolves.
Yeah.
Exciting.
Yeah. Thank you, Mike. Stay safe. Stay home. Thanks for taking your time and good luck for everything. Thank you.
And you as well, Rajesh. Thanks again. Appreciate the time. And let's check in again. All right.